At the close of trade, ICE Knota futures remain on the upswing, this final day of trading in the 2021-22 marketing year being pulled up by a stronger Chicago soy complex. With the final settlement still pending, the November canola contract jumps $29.20 at $8.92.80 per ton, and the January contract gains $29.80 at $902 per ton. An analyst says there's so much spillover from the Chicago soy complex that regardless of whatever else is going on in the canola market, the Canadian oilseed would still be higher. Also supporting canola are sharp upticks in European rapeseed and especially in the after-session of Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are on the march and there's ample spillover for vegetable oils. At this time, the Canadian dollar is a pinch higher, with the loonie at 77.97 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 77.91. The Wheat Quality Council tour wrapped up in North Dakota on Thursday. The overall estimate for spring wheat yields is pegged at 49.1 bushels per acre. That marks the second highest projection in the tour's history. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures continued to surge upward on Friday. The November contract climbs 28 cents at 14.68.5 per bushel. September soy oil leaps 2.5 cents at 66.5 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal gives up its gains to dip 70 cents at 442.40 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly higher on Friday as the December contract nudges up a penny at 6.20 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady to higher as the December contract rises 5 cents at 4.43. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago December sheds 9.5 cents at 8.26. Kansas City December gives up 15 cents at 8.81.5. And Minneapolis December loses 26 cents at 9.14. A reminder that the Canadian markets will be closed on Monday, August 1st for the statutory holiday in several provinces. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, July 29th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, for CFCW, I'm Glenn Halleck.